Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little about cleansing. And I don't mean in sort of the hipster-esque way. I am part of a thing called Priest Fit. It's a movement, for lack of a better word. Some priests have been doing this for a couple of years now. I am a latecomer, obviously, to sort of get into this sort of movement, group. You know, one of the things that's hard about being a priest is, you know, you do have your day ebbs and flows, but when you're busy, you're busy. And in those busy moments, you don't usually pick the most healthiest things to eat. So obesity is a real issue amongst the clergy, along with other things like other kind of maybe alcoholic addictions and other forms and et cetera. Now, busyness is not an excuse for those things, but it is a factor to those things. And one of the things that's going on right now is this Presentation Challenge 2020. If you look for that hashtag, Presentation Challenge 2020, you'll start finding different things on social media from priests participating in this sort of activity, trying to get healthier and et cetera. And one of the first videos put up was on the theme of cleansing. Now, I'm not talking again in the hipsteristic way where, you know, you cleanse the body through some sort of special kind of fast or diet or et cetera, but it's like cleansing your surroundings. You know, if there are unhealthy things in your surroundings that you don't need, then get rid of them. Are you bringing unhealthy food into your house that you know is not good for you, your significant other, or your family, like your kids at home? Then find ways to get them out of your house. Is there too much alcohol in the house? Is that a crutch for your life? Clean it out. You know, it's time to look hard. This is sort of a Lent preparation, mind you. Looking hard at what are those things that can be our stumbling blocks. In previous podcast, I mentioned something about a false reward dynamism, you know, for lack of a better word, that, oh, I've done these really great things, so I'm okay with having this over here. I've done these really great. It's like we're balancing a scale in our lives. I've done such and such and such and such, so I can have a little extra drink tonight, or I can have an extra cookie here. I can have a, now what I'm saying is don't eradicate all sort of treats and that sort of stuff. And it might be other things. Maybe it's technological times. Have you thought about maybe having fast during your week? I'm going to fast this whole evening. I'm going to fast on this particular day of this month from all technology. Are you getting too consumed? All of these things I'm mentioning are simply utilizing, cultivating, shaping, and directing that virtue of temperance. And that virtue of temperance is also strengthened by diligence, stick-to-itiveness. You know, I was just working out with a brother recently, and he tried to do some of the things I do, and he's like, oh, that's a good, woo. He was really tired. And I said, it doesn't matter how today is. It matters how you're going to respond to how you feel tomorrow. You know, you enjoy today, but be aware you got to keep going at it tomorrow, you know, and keep going at it tomorrow. Maybe you have certain things you wanted. What are those good things? Those cleansing things that you can bring into your life. Like, I want to incorporate more Bible time. Then utilize your technology and make a reminder list. If you have like an Apple product, for lack, you know, for, I'm an Apple guy. So, you know, if you have an Apple product, you put a reminder every day, boom, I'm going to read a Bible. Or boom, I'm going to pray a rosary. This is not my idea. I've seen this float around on social media for a while now, and I'm just bringing it to your focus. Maybe you haven't heard of it, so this is a chance for you to hear of it. But cleaning out your life, bringing in the good, pushing out the bad. You know, these are that concrete acts of metanoia, of conversion, of change, of movement. We're not called to have our senses dulled, to fall into those states of drunkardness that Paul writes about in several of his letters in the New Testament. And it's not just alcohol that makes us drunk, that sort of impacts our mind. It's a variety of other things. Technology, the food we eat, the media that we bring into our lives, and et cetera. And that's even printed media, even old school like that. How can we clean our lives out a little bit better and make room for the dwelling of the Spirit within our hearts, within our houses, and within our families? This is not just something the Lord will miraculously do as I'm snapping my fingers, and I hope that comes across through the audio, but He aids us with His grace so we can cultivate it and join with Him and grow in His unity that He desires for us in, by, and through the Holy Spirit, who has been sent to us by the Father and the Son, inch by inch, mile by mile. Just as we name our sins in the confessional, we have to be able to name the things that sort of bring about dirtiness, impurity, a lack of focus. That's when I talk about purity, that's what I mean, a lack of focus in our life. And bring in those things that bring about that purity, that bring about that renewed focus of the heart on the good things of the Lord, on that growth of love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self. Inch by inch, mile by mile. It's not going to happen overnight, but we can take that little step today, and if we continue to take that little step tomorrow, next thing you know, you'll look back in a moment of rejoicing and see how far you've actually traveled. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing in my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button, and if there's a like button there on the platform you're listening to, click that like button. Also, if you want more of my content, head on over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. On thefrankfriar.com, you can find blog posts, Catholic Stand articles. You can find links to my YouTube videos, other social media platforms I use. You can even email me through that site. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.